This is Marketplace from APM. I'm David Gura.
Kai talked to Treasury Secretary Jack Lew on the show last week. He had some pretty interesting things to say about sanctions, and you can hear the whole thing at marketplace.org. Donald Sterling, the owner of the LA Clippers, allegedly made some pretty ugly racist remarks that were caught on tape and released over the weekend. Those remarks are getting plenty of well-deserved criticism, and his team is getting hit, too. They're losing sponsors, including two big ones, CarMax and Virgin America. State Farm says it's, quote, taking a pause in our relationship with the organization. What's not clear yet is how Sterling will be punished if the offensive recordings are authenticated. As someone who owns an NBA franchise, Sterling is part of a club of very rich men, and yes, they are almost all men, who wield a lot of influence over the NBA's new commissioner. His name is Adam Silver, and he is responsible for conducting the investigation. Marketplace's Noel King has that story.
NBA teams are franchises, but unlike, say, a McDonald's franchise, where corporate headquarters holds most of the power, here the power is held by the franchisees. Jill Pilgrim is a sports attorney.
The owners, they're like the members of a club. They're a club to have a common business interest in the development of sport, but also revenue generation.
The NBA's bylaws and constitution are secret, but Pilgrim says there's probably a morals provision that forbids an owner from doing anything that might hurt revenue.
There is no doubt, however that provision's word is, that this instance has definitely hurt the brand of the NBA.
Because of the secrecy, we can only guess what Sterling's punishment might be. Michael McCann directs the Sports and Entertainment Law Institute at the University of New Hampshire School of Law.
We know that the lowest level penalty would be a fine, and a fine would likely be $500,000 or $1 million. That would be a significant move for many, but Donald Sterling is worth reportedly $1.9 billion.
Because the owners appoint the commissioner, the guy charged with conducting the investigation and handing down punishment, there's a question about just how independent he can be. Gabe Feldman directs the sports law program at Tulane Law School. He says the current NBA owners have made huge financial investments in their teams, and some of them may be torn over how to punish Sterling.
Each of the individual owners is concerned about having that investment taken from them. Even if the other 29 owners here are unhappy with what Donald Sterling said and how it impacts the value potentially of their franchise, they don't want down the road someone to turn around and say, well, we don't like what you said, so we're going to take your franchise from you.
The NBA commissioner, Adam Silver, has said he hopes to have the investigation wrapped up in the next few days. I'm Noel King for Marketplace.